Okay, we're doing a video on things our exes said and we still stayed. So I told him that I liked the organic chemistry class I was taking in college, and he thought it was easy because I was in that class. It was hard for me.
We went on vacation in DC, and he got mad at me because I didn't want to hang out with a group of his friends that he'd gotten spicy with in the past, and then continued to stonewall me for an entire week. And this one's kind of a two-parter. That wasn't the first time he stonewalled me. I confronted him for flirting with a gay man at the gay bar, and then he stonewalled me for an entire week again, and then only decided to talk to me again because I had planned his birthday party, and he needed a ride.
He had an ego death in my bed after hitting a really big dab. Kind of ruined the whole night for everyone. It was really weird. I went to check on him, and he threw up in my bed, was naked and spread eagle, and I was cleaning up the puke, and he said I need to get out because he was having trouble recognizing me, but he knew that I was bad and he didn't like me.
This was like kind of in breakup stages, but in one of those conversations he decided it would be a good idea to punch a mirror so that the glass shards fell on me.
I was having a fight with him. I don't know what it was, but I left the room, and after my roommate and her boyfriend were in the other room, and they heard him punch the wall, and she said that she was scared.
Poor Ruth. He pressured me into an open relationship, to which I was not here for it, and then decided to cheat on me.
Love that. I gained weight during COVID, and he said it reminds him of other people in his life, and he doesn't like people who are overweight like me.
So in those open relationship talks, he told me he would book a flight to come visit me because it was long distance, only if I downloaded a dating app just to see what an open relationship would look like. And I did it.
Oh, this was in the early stage of the relationship, but when we were long distance and texting, I was crying in my bed over something, and my roommate at the time came up and said, I don't like seeing you like this. It feels like you're withering away. Oof. That was in the beginning.
So this is still kind of along the lines of the last one, but on those dating apps, I made a friend, and this is a friend, like nothing ever happened, but my ex at the time told me that he would FaceTime me if I actually go and meet this person, and to which I did, and then he never FaceTimed me.
We love it!
Love.